This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast number 159, His Game Made Us Hate Balls.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Loserly.
And welcome to another episode of the ESH podcast, folks.
Hey, everybody.
Huzzah.
We are very lucky to have with us a very special guest from Dead Pixel Live. We've only wanted you on this show since...
Ever.
Pretty
well, essentially ever since Magic left. I'm like, who could fill this spot? Loserly!
Well, here's the thing. I wanted Loserly on the show before Magic left.
I know, it's true. Scandal? I think not.
Tiny bit? No, not at all. Just saying, the more girls, the merrier.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of was on the show at E4All.
Yep, and that was fun, and that just kind of cemented it, at least for me. I was like, oh, man.
I was in a speaker. Yes. So I didn't see much. It was dark.
They were very loud. I knew that there was sound.
That was so much fun. I enjoyed being in a speaker. I like being patched through random things like that.
You know, I think people were actually freaking out because we were talking to people that weren't there.
Yeah, there was definitely some people that were walking about that were just kind of like, where is that person talking from? I don't see anybody walking around with a microphone. And yet, that is distinctly not a voice that was up on the stage. I should have been awesome and just be like, I'm a ventriloquist through the internet.
If I could have been there, I would have.
I know.
I would have gone. I want to be on stage.
I know. I know you do.
I do.
But you do kind of sort of have a stage.
Yes, here at our website.
You got it. Which you can visit by checking out www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing at some point in time during the week on the All Games website found at allgames.com. Our show has been kind of moving around a little bit.
We're lost. And
we are lost on the internet right now.
I think we took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
I'm pretty sure we went the wrong way at Albuquerque, actually.
So we should find Carmen San Diego. And she should find us.
But do you know how hard it is to find that bitch?
Yes. I think she's in Tijuana.
Even though she's wearing a bright red hat.
And the whole jacket is red, too. But, you know, first you gotta get Rockapella, and they gotta sing that song, and that takes forever, and it sticks in your head. And then you gotta guess where she went. And, you know, I just don't have memory long enough to remember the whole path.
No, I want to get those really cool beacon things. You know how at the end when you had to run around the map and you had to put the beacons on the right place?
Yeah.
And I wanted those things so bad.
Can't I just use Google Maps?
You know, I bet if they had Google Maps.
Can you, like, put a tracker and use, like, a Find My Phone feature for Carmen San Diego?
I don't think she would have had a phone.
She totally would have been an iPhone user.
Maybe.
She's not a BlackBerry user.
Anyway, why don't we tell our listeners what other great shows they could listen to on the network besides us?
Well, I don't even know why we have to do that, because it's just so awesome. You can listen to Loserly's show, which is Dead Pixel Live.
You can listen to Evil Avatar, they're pretty good.
You can listen to OLR, they're awesome.
You can listen to Video Game Outsiders, which just went live.
You've got Fantastic Forum, which is back and sort of kind of live-ish.
And don't forget Bobby Blackwolf Show. And apparently, I just found out that Friday Night Gaming isn't a part of the network anymore, so I've been misrepresenting. But you should still check them out, because they're still kind of cool.
Yeah. Wow. See? Information. It doesn't always travel light speed through the interwebs.
No.
But there's a lot of great entertainment to catch over at allgames.com. So make sure while you're there listening to our show, whenever it comes on, that you listen to some of the other entertainment there. And tell them that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. Because we did.
I hope.
Oh.
Someone's and the popo's coming to get me.
Well, I can't help the noise that happens outside of Eshland.
It's okay.
I'm not that awesome.
Police.
But anyway, check them out. Tell them to check us out when you're checking them out.
We're a mutual checkout.
Cross-pollinization. It's the new thing. And it won't give you STDs.
Well,
if it does, tell us so we tell you to stop doing it.
Yeah, don't tap that plant.
No.
Don't tap the STD plant.
Is this because all the bees are vanishing?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, when the government has to step in and say, hey, could you keep some bees because we're running out of them and they're kind of important.
I know they make honey, they pollinate flowers, they sting you and they make you curse.
I mean, pretty much when an animated Jerry Seinfeld movie now becomes really an epidemic, that's pretty sad. I'm just saying.
I actually liked Bee Movie, which was weird.
Look, I'm a Seinfeld fan, and I did not like Bee Movie, and I still wanted to just kill Renee Zellweger, even though she was just a voice and polygons.
Hey, but at least her character didn't do that weird face squint that she does in all of her movies.
Thank God. But enough anyway. With the caddy. Let's get back to the fun stuff, which is video games, tech gadgets, and anime.
How about viewer questions?
We have a question this week, and it just happens to be about video games. So the first thing I'm going to do is apologize for not getting to this question faster, but it actually kind of sort of got buried in my spam filter.
Sorry, we thought it was spam.
While I was moving the big chunks of mail around, because we get a lot of email. Like 400 or 500 a day, and most of them are just about Viagra, Cialis, and my not pleasing my girlfriend. On the internet.
Because I need natural male enhancement.
I do. You don't even want to know.
I really do. Because I don't even have, like, male parts.
So I need all the help in that department I can get.
Evidently. And apparently the internet wants to help us.
Well, because my girlfriend keeps running her mouth about how horrible I am in bed.
Man, you need to shut that bitch up.
I do. I need to go over there and make her recognize. But until then, we've got this question. So from Trinity, who is awesome. Thank you for listening to the show.
We love that you listen to us.
She had a couple of questions. The first one was about MMORPGs on the console. Even knowing that I'm not a huge MMORPG fan, including the WoW, which she put in bold letters, thank you, because it's true. I got very little love for the WoW.
It's because it broke up your family.
It did socially ruin a family vacation for me.
I still went out. We still did things in Vegas. Stop torturing me.
I'm not torturing you. I'm just saying, if we put this up for internet poll, you would come out on the loser end.
I know.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All right, all
right. But we're moving on, because we're growing, and we're growing. So her question was, how do we feel about MMORPGs on the consoles? Which ones do we like, and why? So I'm going to throw the mic of 1,000 truths first to our guest. Haha, surprise. And ask loosely, have you played many MMORPGs on the consoles? Which ones, and which ones do you like, and why?
Well, I haven't played any MMORPGs, because are there really that many right now?
Not really, no.
There was Final Fantasy XI, which
crap on a stick.
But 14's coming.
And see, that scares me.
It
because
does.
11 did not meet any of my expectations.
See, now
Final Fantasy, yeah.
If they listened to all the feedback from everyone who was so disappointed with 11 and fixed all the things that were wrong with 11 and 14, then I think they'll hit the mark that they were hoping to hit with 11.
Well, I think that it kind of falls in the same category that most Square Enix Final Fantasy titles fall into, Okay, the trailers always look amazing. Because Squeenix knows how to make a fucking awesome trailer. They are the best at doing 30 seconds of awesome.
Agreed.
Okay, even for their small 8-bit games, DS games, you look at those trailers and you're like, holy shit, I want that.
I have to get that DS game.
But then you get the game and you open it and you get another minute and a half of awesome because the opening segment is like, oh! But then they've got to fill up the rest of the content, and it's hard to fill 70 hours when you're not exactly sure how to accomplish that on a regular basis. Like, I took back. I had it for about a week, and I just realized, yep, nope, not gonna work. And I know that I'm a harsh critic when it comes to Final Fantasy games, but it wasn't fun.
I never played 11.
You didn't miss anything.
I never played it. I just knew people who did, and I saw somebody else playing it, and I kind of jumped in a little bit, and I just realized, I don't want this. I can go... I'm actually doing where I'm replaying all the Final Fantasies in order.
Okay.
But I'm leaving out 11, and I'm leaving out the Crystal Chronicle games.
How has that exploration been? Walking through all the Final Fantasies.
I'm still on the first one.
Oh, okay. So you just started your adventure.
Yeah, and my boyfriend's helping me, so it's not like I have to do all 70-hour games by myself. But, yeah, it'll take me months at least to do all that.
So why'd you pick the Final Fantasy games to run through? Because there's a lot of different series games that you could run through from beginning to end.
We just did Resident Evil.
Nice.
And I don't know, we just were talking about Final Fantasy games that we liked, and we're like, well, let's do it. I have almost all of them. So, money, I guess.
That's always a good inspiration, or lack thereof.
But going back to the MMOs, the one that I'm interested in getting, and I think I possibly will buy for the 360, is the Dragon Age Origins game.
Dragon Age does look good. And I'm not, as I've said before, not a big MMORPG or even RPG fan, but Dragon Age was one of the ones that I kind of stopped and I took a couple of looks at while we were at E3.
And the big question I always ask myself is, I've played MMOs on the computer, and I like playing on the computer. Do I really, like, what's the benefit going to a console?
I don't know what the true benefit of that is. I mean, there are a lot of mods that you can get with computers. So, I mean, there's a lot more, there's more content on a computer versus console.
True.
So, I don't see it.
Probably more of a potential for content, especially user-based content, because even with community games, you know, you still don't have a open forum for users to generate content for new games. They can create their own games, which I think is really cool, but there's still not a whole lot of, hey, you can create your own person to be in this game. I think the closest that you get are things like Little Big Planet, where you get to create your own levels and share those with other people, which has been hugely successful, and those Media Molecule folks are just brilliant for creating a game that's just like, yeah, we're going to create some stuff, but pretty much what's going to be awesome about this game is you're going to create stuff. Have fun. Easy tool. Here you go. But it doesn't seem to be happening with your mainstay games. I mean, like, right now, the biggest buzz for most of the gaming community is Madden 10, which, I'm sorry, I just don't enjoy sports games. And don't be like, oh, it's because you're a girl. I fucking love football. And I'm so glad that preseason started, because there's nothing better than preseason football in HD if you have to watch preseason football, which I do, because I love football. But I don't enjoy sports games, because it's too much management. It's more management than managing a sim, and that's kind of ridiculous to me.
I've never been a big fan of sports games, and I will take the excuse that it's because I'm a girl. I don't watch a lot of sports. I mean, I do watch football from time to time, but only during the high peak times, like the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm...
That's pretty much the peak time.
Yeah. And I might watch some baseball because, you know, Boston, I should love the Red Sox.
You have no choice but to love the Red Sox.
Yeah.
It's kind of in your DNA if you're born.
I'm trying to get back into the flow of that and trying to understand the game so that, you know, when Scott or anyone else who likes baseball asks me a question, I'm not like, touchdown? and I don't understand a thing.
If I make baskets. Not in baseball.
But regardless, I mean, I'm not, and I will take the excuse that it's because I'm a girl. I'm not all that interested, so why would I want to play a game where I don't already understand the actual sport?
Well, here's the thing. I would offer as the contention that if you got to create your own content, you would probably be more likely to do that because you are a creative person. And the majority of women and girls that play video games are creative people and enjoy that creative process. I mean, the first thing the both of us geeked out about when we got into the NXE beta was the Avatar store. Okay, now imagine being able to go into something like that and create your own clothing completely for your avatar. Or good being point. Able to take that creativity and now go into a game, let's say even a sports game, and now be able to completely create your own team, logo, and I know that some of these games let you do it, but I'm talking about literally create your own whole side franchise of the game that you then can drop in and have it be part of the entire community. I think that would be huge, and I think that's what's missing from a lot of your MMO games, period, let alone your MMORPGs on consoles, is that you don't have as open a forum to have user-created and submitted stuff.
On a side note, with that whole creativity with the Xbox Live Avatar Marketplace, maybe that'd be a cool way if they allowed us to create our own shirts or, you know, or trinkets or whatnot, or props, put them up there, and if people buy them, reimburse somebody in Microsoft points.
Now you're getting close to being Second Life.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's what Home was trying to do.
Yep, and has epically failed at.
Well, I felt like it was an original idea, and I'm proud of it.
No, well, it's a fun idea.
It's a good idea. It's just look at what's going on with community games.
Yeah.
I mean, people are hardly even being reimbursed for making whole games for other people to purchase.
Good point.
Yeah, I've only bought two. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't buy Derek's game. I got the demo. It's hard as hell.
I have the game.
It's a hard game.
Oh, stupid balls. I was like, this is bullshit. I don't need to be punished like this. This is not fun.
Go on the record to state that his game made us hate balls.
Yeah.
Yes.
It absolutely did.
It did.
Yep. Oh.
I cannot wait for the next game. I wonder what he'll make us hate next.
Me.
I
don't think that would ever happen.
You, usually.
I doubt that would happen.
Unless you were like the maker of the balls in the game, and then I might dislike you. If you were like the Locust Queen for the balls, that would probably make me upset.
That's kind of what I'm going to be.
Wow.
Not exactly that, but yeah.
Whatever the bad guy, the villains are in this next Derek game.
He has this list of all these taunts for me to say. And I mean, just reading the list, taunt after taunt, just sitting there trying to figure out what I have to say, it really made me feel bad about myself.
Oh, no.
How is that possible?
And I'm like, how can I say this? This is really mean. And he's like, oh, you'll do just fine. And I'm like, what do you think of me, really?
Oh, my goodness.
I
can't wait. I cannot wait to see, or hear, rather, how he could take you and turn you into someone that people would hate. Or they're going to love to hate you. And that's kind of sad.
So. I hope there's some love in there, even if it's something to hate.
Even if it's leaning towards the hate side, start from a place of love.
Well, you know, I've always said that the ultimate gaming experience for me at this point, because I know once I attain that, I'll have some other idea. But I would like something that's like Oblivion, take it online, and add in the ability to create stuff. And then that would just be bliss. I would play that game forever and a day.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's not like it's not something that's possible. Because it is possible. I mean, games like Little Big Planet prove it, that you can allow your user to create, as long as there's some kind of hard drive to hold and store the damn thing, you can give your user the creation tools to create levels and host that stuff. And it run really fine. Like, I haven't completed Little Big Planet because I'm having too much fun playing other people's levels.
Yeah, and well, I mean, now this, they're going to be doing that game that's all creative with the racing and the creating your track and the customizing your car that we saw at E3.
Yeah, and that just harkens back to, like, Warcraft. And I don't mean World of Warcraft, I mean Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
You could create your own levels in that and have people play them.
So I'm hopeful that community games will become the focus. I mean, because it definitely seemed like at E3 that's what everyone was trying to put the focus on, of getting people together to play, whether it was physically in the home, which was Nintendo's big focus, where Sony and Microsoft were focusing on helping people play together over the internet and taking advantage of bandwidth. I'm wondering if, as far as MMORPGs, that we're not going to have to make the distinction much longer of things being MMO because it's just going to be part of it. I mean, you look at games like MAG, which is ridiculous. I don't even know if it's going to work. 256 players together online, like, it doesn't get much more massive than that.
It's not like you have the whole 256... there. Like, there are, like, 16 different squads, and they're all doing 16 different things. And
right, but you can link up squads, so you have the potential of taking your 16-member squad and linking up with another 16-member squad, and now there's 32 of you talking to each other and then actually trying to achieve various goals on the map, or breaking into smaller groups. Like, that is ridiculous.
It's redonkulous.
If they pull it off. And so if
do you think they will? I have a strange feeling that when MAG hits stores and people buy it, that they're going to be very glitchy, it's going to be very patchy, and it's not going to be the kind of gameplay that...
It's got to be. EA can't even get their four multiplayer online things to work without being glitchy. How in the hell are you going to pull off 256 without there being some growing pains?
Maybe because not even that many people will pick it up when it comes out.
I mean, think about it. How many people who are even on a PS3 are playing real-time strategies on it?
Like, maybe there'll only be 256 people who buy the game at all, and then it'll be perfect for just them.
Because they'll have all the bandwidth? You think?
Yeah.
Maybe. There might be 256 players that have PS3s. They're like, man.
Hey, yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
It's a possibility. But I agree. I think that, you know, more games where you could take something like an Oblivion and have, you know, user-created content, online content, and that still big online group play. Like, personally, I don't think that you need more than 8 people, just because I think the cross-chatter would be too much. But I think that you could have some really interesting games if you afforded that kind of technology.
Oh, God. I wouldn't want 256 people in my earbud.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Even if it's not a voice thing, you got to think about it. Like, how many people do you really want in your game? Because I remember playing WoW. I just really was like, I wish all these people were gone.
It's like, I wish I could just play single-player WoW and not interact with anyone. Yeah. Ever.
That's why I game on consoles. Because I think that it's a really great question of, you know, is there a benefit to MMOs, whether they're RPGs or not, on consoles, especially the MMORPGs? What's the benefit to being on the console? Why would you want to do one on the console versus on the computer? And I don't really think that there is a benefit. I think that the place for MMORPGs is always going to be on the computer, just because things can be easily patched, upgraded, content can be created on the fly, and in all honesty, hacked the shit out of. And most of the fun out of any MMORPG that you play, whether it's a group thing that you're doing in it, or if you're using a single-person campaign in the MMORPG, is hacking the fuck out of the game.
And making all your characters nude.
Well, pretty much.
Well, that's what they're doing.
I mean, let's be honest. Who has not had a sim game where you're like, there's got to be a patch where I can make these people naked? Not that you really want to watch a digital character
pee,
but you just
know
like,
that you could do that.
I just want to know that I could see under those pixels if I wanted to.
I think the only advantage I can think of personally is that the people I could play a console MMO with are the people that wouldn't be playing with me on the computer.
Okay.
And then I think of benefit for companies, though, is that we see this whole thing where MMOs that try to go up against WoW, they just fail because they're on the computer and everybody's playing WoW instead. So they're thinking, oh, okay, well, we'll target that console market that isn't playing WoW yet or right. isn't going to play WoW, and we'll get those guys.
Well, and that's true. I mean, because it's really hard right now to break into that market on the PC, because WoW pretty much owns the souls of everyone that isn't in Second Life. And then you throw Diablo 3 out on the horizon and EverQuest, another one, out on the horizon. You're like, well, shit.
As much as I love Diablo 3, being a former WoW player, I know for a fact that there are people who are waiting for Diablo 3. They're planning to take, like, a several months break from WoW, check it out, and if it's not as addicting as WoW is, they'll be right back in Azeroth doing God knows what to God knows who.
See, WoW killed EverQuest too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
So, I don't know. I used to
actually be excited about Lord of the Rings Online coming out, and there's just no point in trying to play it because everybody's playing WoW.
Yep, it's bad.
WoW is a wily temptress, and she tempts in wildly ways.
WoW is more addictive than cheap, good meth, and that's scary. And I don't like it. No, sir. I think we need to have Whitney Houston do some kind of recovery song about it. WoW is whack. It's worse than crack, and I know, you know.
Because I sniffed it.
Because I sniffed it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So thank you, Trinity, for the awesome question that pretty much got us talking for, a good piece of the show.
Yeah.
Keep those questions coming. Like Panda said, if you've got something for us, hit us up at questions@esh.mobi. We like getting those things in. And who knows? We might actually read your question online and hopefully maybe answer it.
Like today.
So I hope we answered your question. I don't think any of us are all for MMORPGs on the console.
Now, RPGs,
that's different.
If they're well made,
that's a
yes.
different story.
But yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, actual topics.
Actual topics, because we has them. I'm going to start off first, because I'm really excited about this one.
All right, go right ahead. Take the mic of a thousand truths.
I am. I'm going to put it right over here, because I have to talk about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Okay.
So, first, I'm going to preface this with, Alliance 1, I didn't finish. But that's okay. Because
at least you played it, unlike all the other times that you've gone to a second game and never played the first.
True. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I go, you know what, this game, I don't think it's going to really be much. I'm not going to waste my money. And then I hear about the second game, I see somebody try it, I'm like, balls, yes, and I get the second one. And I fall in love. Occasionally I go back to the first one. Not all the time. Alliance 1 I did play. And I absolutely enjoyed. If you haven't played a Marvel Alliance game, basically you get to create a four-member team, much like an RPG-type game. The three other players that you pick, if you're doing a solo campaign, you can actually have the computer play their AI. Otherwise, you can play with other people and they can pick their members. But you can swap different members from whatever type team that you choose into your team. So, for instance, if you pick the Marvel characters, you may reach a point where you actually have to swap out one of your four for a character who has a mutant power that control ice or whatever, so that you can get through this level because you need somebody to be able to ice things over so you can cross a bridge because there's just running water there, or you need somebody with the power of electricity because you need lightning bolts to power up a generator. So it's very strategy based, more so than just the straight up brawling.
But there is brawling.
It's more of not necessarily a one-on-one or two-on-two Tekken tag type fighting. It's more of a Streets of Rage type fight, but with four people.
One or two.
I gotta go with two.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So imagine that, but then being able to swap in your teams and marry some Marvel characters with some of the, you know, I mean, putting Captain America or Iron Man on a team with Wolverine.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So that's pretty much what Marvel Alliance does. Well, two picks up with the story pretty much with Doctor Doom pretty much trying to doom the entire world.
Well, his name is Dr. Doom.
Yeah. It'd
be kind of hard if he was spreading joy and happiness everywhere.
He's just talking about rainbows and kittens.
And unicorns?
No, because they're not real. Oh. You have to go to Imagination Land to get the unicorns.
Okay.
But it picks up with the Secret War starting point. And in the demo that was at E3, they started with Nick Fury and his team invading Latveria. And basically, depending upon the things that you choose, the story evolves a little bit from there. It does follow the Civil War arc from the comics. So if you read that arc, most of the characters that you're seeing, including Ms. Marvel, is going to be in there. Yes. So I'm very happy about that because I'm kind of a comic nerd.
No, really? I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, but it's still the same old story as in any of the X-Men comics or if you watched the cartoon on Saturday mornings. Okay, there's the Superhuman Registration Act or the Mutant Registration Act, but now that they've brought in the Marvel people, not everybody is a mutant, so they call it the Superhuman because they're superhuman. So there basically are two camps as far as the Superhuman Registration Act. There are those that are for it and fall on the pro-registration side, and that's people like Mr. Fantastic and Iron Man. And then there are those that fall on the anti-registration side, which is pretty much Iron Fist and Captain America and those kind of guys. And they're just kind of going at it, figuring out who's going to win, and whether or not we're all signing up, because we all pretty much know that it's going to be a death ticket.
Once either way.
List of where everybody is, everybody going to die. That's some bullshit.
So it's death to the right and death to the left, but we still have to choose a direction?
Pretty much.
Well, I don't like the sound of that at all.
But the game looks and plays really sweet. So
sweet as in awesome or sweet
as in awesome. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to being able to play this with a lot of people. As far as confirmed playable characters, there's a big old list. If you hit up the internet, you can probably find it. I found two different lists actually on Wikipedia. And it looks like somebody's going through and trying to update it and converge all the information. But pretty much, as far as confirmed playable characters, the fun ones. Okay, Human Torch, Green Goblin, Gambit, Deadpool, Daredevil, Captain America, Iron Fist, Iron Man, Jean Grey, Juggernaut, Mr. Fantastic, Ms. Marvel, Penance, Venom, Wolverine, Thor, The Thing, Spider-Man, Storm, Songbird, The Invisible Woman, which I want to know.
Hey, breathe in there.
No, I don't really need to breathe. I run on total awesome. But what I'm kind of curious about, and those are the confirmed ones, the team has, Vicarious Visions, I want to say, yeah, has hinted that there are also going to be additional downloadable characters, probably, that you'll be able to grab a hold of after it releases. And then there are also going to be, Cable's going to be in there, Bullseye's Ooh. Probably going to appear, Bishop, Firestarter, Lady Deathstrike, Hail to the Yeah Yeah.
Really?
Yep. She-Hulk, Stan Lee is going to be a playable character in the game. And then as some enemies, you've got Electro and the Tinkerer and Lucia von Bardas. just right now. Like I said, there's another list that's going on that's kind of saying, okay, these are just other characters that are going to appear as opposed to playable characters, so I haven't hit a definitive list, and I didn't pre-order, so I don't get to take advantage of the VIP section of the Marvel Alliance 2 website. So if anybody out there is on that list, check it out. Get back to me and let me know what the list is, if they've updated over there, because I'd really like to know totally who's playable, because there are so many people there that you can pick and choose to put together. What's got to be a pretty unstoppable effing team.
I also want to know how many are unlocked already.
Yeah, because typically with the first one, I think there was a total of 12 people that were unlocked from the start. And then as you played through the game, you got to level up your characters. So as you reach certain points, you could take your Wolverine and be like, okay, I'm going to do like +3 healing or things like that. So it brought in a lot of, at least for me, RPG elements without it being a, okay, now we're going to be turn-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anyone hates turn-based, it's Ninja.
If I want to play turn-based, I'm going to play a board game. Which, I enjoy board games.
You know, they do have The Price is Right on the Wii.
Which sucks. Ash Mom bought it because she wanted some more family game time. Even she was like, this is crap.
Sorry.
That's awesome.
My Woody Woodpecker came out of there. It's bad, people. When Ash Mom says that a game sucks, it's really bad. That's a less than zero rating.
I actually think the funniest part of that whole deal was because you have to pick people and they're like generated avatars. And like the black-ish woman character looks like a hobo.
Oh, you're kidding.
Like her hair is a mess and she looks like she's on crack.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, bad game designers, bad.
And Mom was like, what is this? What is this shit? Literally. Yeah,
that is kind of shit. But I'm just getting more and more excited about Marvel Alliance 2, and there are a couple of things that are up on our website, as well as I know that the Fantastic Forum guys have been talking a little bit about this game. Lawrence has got a couple of posters that he pulled away from E3 that he was like, look, I'll
that
give away.
Lucky bastard.
I know, he's like, I'll give away a lot of different things to people. He goes, but this shit's mine.
I actually attained, do you know in retail stores how they have the big, I don't know what to call them, the big things you walk in between and they'll beep if you're stealing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we put big cardboard poster type things over them. Well, we were sent an extra Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 one, so my boss gave it to me, so I'm actually looking at it right now.
Oh, that's nice. So cool.
Yeah, it's massive. I don't know where to put it, but it's here in my room, just taking up space.
I have a giant Po from Kung Fu Panda in my basement. I had it in my room once, woke up, and it freaked me out, so I put it in the basement.
Wait, time out. How did you wind up with a giant
poster cutout of Poe?
Yes.
I've got a friend who works at an AMC.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for my birthday last year, he was like, I have a giant cutout of Poe from Kung Fu Panda. And because I'm a panda, he's like, you can have it. It barely fit in my car. I had to put all the chairs down besides mine just to get it in my hatchback.
Awesome. I had to do that too.
But Ash Mom's like, what are you going to do with that? I'm going to put it in my room. Oh. And my room, it's not very big. It's not very tall. But I managed to get him to stand up. And yeah, it was a bad idea. Woke up really late. Had a nightmare. Saw a face looking at me from the shadows. I screamed. I'm a girl, so I feel this is okay. And then I was like, this is going in the basement. And that's where he sits now.
All I have is a big sign that says, say hello to iPhone. But it was from inside of an Apple store, so I feel kind of cool that I got that. I'm not saying how, though. So moving on. That's what I have for the table. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. I can barely speak English today. I don't know what it is. I think I need more Mountain Dew.
No, I think you need less Mountain Dew.
Or I think that the Mountain Dew needs to have more vodka. It's one of the two. I can't make up.
You put vodka in it?
Why not?
Well, that's okay, because you know what? You're getting drunk now, but me and Loosely are going to get drunk on Monday.
Yes.
What's Monday?
300 episode of Dead Pixel Live.
Oh, bloody hell.
It's like episode 200, only more booze.
More booze and more prizes, I guess, because we didn't have any on the 200th one.
Well, I'll try to make it home early for work so I can catch the last 10 minutes of that.
Yes, and try to be drunk.
I'll do my damnedest.
Just need to try.
I don't want to say that I have a problem, because it's not a problem. I don't have any issues with it. I have a gift.
She has accepted that it's a part of her life, and acceptance is the first part.
Lush is a lifestyle choice. And I'm over 21, so I can make that choice.
Yes, we do not condone underage drinking.
That's correct. So that's what I've got. I'm going to go throw the mic of 1,000 truths over to you, Panda. What do you have for the people this week?
I feel bad that I did not go first, because my topic kind of dealt with the whole MMORPG thing.
Okay.
And well, no, I have not gone back to WoW.
Thank God, because I would disown you.
But for all those who are in love with WoW, who left WoW, but still understand all the principles, you probably have watched The Guild. I have talked about The Guild a lot throughout the past year. I love it.
I love The Guild.
I still love it, and I'm not an avid WoW player. The second season aired. The ending was a cliffhanger. I loved it. If you haven't seen it, it's up on Xbox. You can go and check it out for free. It is good. It is fun stuff, and you don't have to play these type of games to understand the humor. So why am I bringing this up now? Well, season 3 is coming. I think the first episode is going to air on August 25th. As a little nibble. I meant nibble.
And you're not even drinking.
I know, and I didn't mean that. Please cut that out.
Nope.
Damn it to hell.
You can leave it as a little nipple. We don't mind.
Yeah, nope. I prefer little nipples, if I gotta choose.
As a nibble to entice us to be excited about season 3, they released a music video at Comic-Con. There was content about it up on Xbox Live. You can go check it out there. And the song is very catchy. Felicia Day does an awesome job in the music video. And I wish she had done stuff like this way before now. The music video and the song. The song is called Do You Want to Date My Avatar? And they're all dressed up as their characters. They are so in character. And it's a lot of fun. It is addicting. Every time I log into my Xbox, it's the first thing I do. I watched the music video at least twice, and it made me miss WoW. And this is really sad because I've been away from WoW for so long. And I wasn't thinking about it. I didn't care. And then this music video hit, and then it made my heart go,
look, it's okay. Okay. Look, it's all right. I mean, you know, when you have an addiction, things, it pops back up, and you know, it rides you on back. But you've got to power through, because think of all the things that you did when you weren't playing WoW that you got accomplished. The people that you met. The places that you went.
I didn't go anywhere.
Like, this sounds like a Dr. Seuss book now.
The places you went.
I didn't go anywhere.
You went to California?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That's like way across the country for you. You got on a plane.
I was on a plane. I didn't go to Spain.
You didn't go to Spain.
And it wasn't plane. The plane wasn't plane. It was a very nice plane.
Exactly.
But anyway,
you could be on a boat.
Oh my God. I want to be on a boat and throwing chicken sandwiches like in the music video.
Okay.
I want to waste food on a boat.
You can't be on a boat if you're on WoW.
Yes, you can. There are boats in WoW.
But there are very few boats that have Wi-Fi, so you can get on WoW.
Those are ships, not boats.
It's a big boat.
Oh, correction.
It's a very big boat.
But regardless, and I mean, like I said, I've been away from WoW for so long, and it wasn't bothering me. And when you step out of a game like this, it's really funny, because when you're in it, you don't realize how in it you're in. And then when you're out of it and you see other people who are as in it as you used to be, you're like, whoa, is that really all I ever talked about? Is that seriously what I did with 3 years of my life?
Yeah.
You know, and I hate when I go to stores and I go to get Mountain Dew and I have to choose between red and blue. And I'm like, it's on my back. It doesn't leave me alone. It's in my mind. It's in my Mountain Dew.
Get the green Dew. Just ignore the red and the blue Dew. Just get the green Dew. Or get the purple Dew.
I do have to admit, though, out of the two, since I haven't had the blue,
here we go.
I have not had Alliance Blue. The Horde Red was very tasty.
And it's just because it's code red Mountain Dew. And the bottle has like plastic on it.
But regardless, I mean, it's everywhere. And I hear commercials. And it's sad because there was this commercial. There's a commercial for it. And there are these two chicks in a grocery store. And one's got the red Mountain Dew. One's got the blue. And all of a sudden, the one holding the blue turns into a night elf. And the other one turns into, like, an orc warrior. And I hate this with a passion. And I don't play WoW anymore. But I hate when a character uses an object that you know they don't play, they don't use in the game. Now, she's a druid. This character is a druid. They do not use their staffs to shoot beams. And she was, like, shooting beams from her. I'm like, no. I'm like, the staff is just for stats. You don't hit people with your staff. It's meaningless for a caster. So it's like, it broke my heart to see them, for one, do it wrong. And the fact that I caught myself correcting the commercial made me sad that I knew where the correction should have been.
You're like, it's a staff, not a wand.
Exactly! Exactly!
I was the same way. And I haven't played the game in like 2 years, so...
Oh, I hate it. So anyway, this music video, and seeing Felicia Day and the characters come back, and knowing that once season 3 officially airs, I'm going to be watching it like a hawk, because even though I don't play the game, I still understand the jokes, and it's funny, and it's humorous. And it's like, I'm hoping that watching season 3 will not make me relapse. I will not go back, but I'll be able to enjoy the humor from it. I hope. But I mean, I came pretty close.
I know you will.
I mean, it got pretty bad, Ninja.
I know. Usually.
I mean, it got bad. I installed it all back on my laptop, and I was ready to hit okay. And no lie, my screen went black.
Oh, that's funny.
As if it was a sign from God.
It was. Even your laptop's going, don't do this. Please, God, I like you, but don't do this.
And I had to go and restart it all, and I sat there and I said, okay, I'm not going to do this.
Yay!
And I didn't.
I was so close. My sister.
And there's all this really cool stuff that's going on with the new patch, but I'm not going to go into it because it's going to make me miss it.
Think of and it not, like this. You get to now live vicariously through others, through the experience, and then that opens you up to have new experiences that they can live vicariously through you.
Yeah, well...
Think of it this way. If you got back into WoW, you damn sure would not have the time to try and score a PS3 to go with the God of War 3, which yeah, you know point. You want.
I know.
You want yeah. to have it.
Well, my Gears 2 clan, my CC, I call them my Canadian clan because they're all Canadian dudes, they've been telling me what's been going on in the land of WoW, and I tell them about real-life things like trying to get a job.
See what you can bring to the people?
They don't like it very much, eh?
Well, that's because they're Canadian and they don't have to have jobs, I guess.
No, I don't really think that they
actually,
do.
Actually, one of them sounds a lot like Tedekin. Which is really kind of funny. I was like, that's not Tedekin, is it? Like,
it no. might be Ted on the down low. You never know. He's a wily little character. He's wily, that Tedekin.
Tedekin's a nice guy. But regardless, yeah, they don't seem to need jobs. Ever.
Now they just need beer. Beer and the internet,
hockey.
Eh?
Hockey.
Oh, fuck yeah. Gotta have the hockey.
So,
which, you know, I understand.
So, I mean, I've been battling my addiction, and good. I'm still clean.
And you know what? If you need support, there are all kinds of support groups out there.
No, like Twitter, when you told me you better not.
Yes.
I love that. I put it up and you're like, oh, no, you don't. And I was like, of all people to respond that fast, how did I know it was going to be you?
Yeah, I hawk the Twitters. So, if there's things that you don't want me to know about, Twitter's the
don't
last place you should
Twitter.
Put it. You just don't want to do that.
I put it on Facebook, too, and no one said anything.
Nope. I try to pretty much stay off the Facebook now. It's a rare occasion that I check the Facebook. I'm addicted to the Twitter. I'm not going to lie. I think that Twitter is one of the...
See, you have addictions, but I don't point the finger and laugh at you.
No, you can laugh at mine. I think it's hysterical that I'm addicted to just kind of watching people's random thought processes. Because that's all that Twitter is. It's like a random stream of consciousness, kind of. And the people that I follow are so eclectic. It's like literally, oh, here's a thing about new lenses for DSLR cameras. And then the next person's like, wow, my fart just smelled purple. And you're just like, wait, what? Time out. How does your fart smell like a color? And why am I seriously thinking about this right now? Hold on, let me scroll through the rest of my list. And then I'll read something from, you know, Robert Scoble, and I'll be like, oh, that's right, I do follow intelligent people. And then the next person literally is talking about the burger that they're going to make later today. Like, I enjoy that. I'm addicted to, you know, because I'm a people watcher anyway, so it's like a way to stalk people without having to really...
Without having to look at them.
You know, which sometimes takes the allure off of things. Like, Ashton Kutcher is so much smarter through Twitter.
Than an actual... How do you know it's actually Ashton?
Because, well, here's the reason I think that it's actually Ashton Kutcher. He will occasionally put stuff up and link to, like, video stuff that he's doing live. Because he does have a show that he puts out on Ustream and does a lot of video stuff. Especially because he's got a charity that he's working for with his wife on really trying to help end hunger. And I think that that's an admirable thing. And so, like, he'll throw parties and stuff and put things up on, like, the TwitPic thing. But what killed it for me, it was, like, last night he was on the Bill Maher show. And he was, like, Twittering under the desk from Bill Maher show. And I was like, all right. That would take a lot of coordination to pull off if you weren't actually doing that live. And I like Bill Maher, so I'm just like, yeah.
So, I mean, that's really the strong thing I really wanted to talk about. So for all those who have quit WoW and are feeling the twitch, I am with you, brothers. We are a band of misfits.
Really,
let us not return.
Just stay the course. 1,000 points of life.
If not, just watch a Bridge series on YouTube. That's what I do. Feed the addiction.
I actually never really got that into WoW.
Oh, lucky
you. I never even got a character up to level 60.
Oh, lucky you.
And so I was actually thinking of going back, and I know if I go back it's like a month and then I'll unsubscribe, but I keep hoping that there's like some other MMO that I can look at instead. And then I get kind of upset about having to pay somebody every month to play their game.
I know.
See,
I mean, I've gone back to Diablo 2 where it's still free, and I'm like,
Well, you know BNet's not going to be free.
Oh, any,
for much longer, I don't think. They're trying to make it like Xbox Live, where no matter what game you're playing, you can get content and talk to people from the other games that are associated with BNet.
Because
you know, like if you're playing StarCraft and you can watch somebody's like replay of their game, well, apparently you'd be able to do that, watch somebody's StarCraft replay while you're like playing WoW.
Whoa.
So
but why?
Because they want to make money. Because Activision is running everything.
And Activision need to make some money because they kind of killed the golden goose and with the whole Harmonix thing. And
they should have paid for that date with Harmonix. They shouldn't have gone Dutch treat.
Don't Dutch
that's why
treat people.
That's why Harmonix was like, you know what? I could find better. And
look,
they found it in the
bitch
pelts.
Out at least once a year to Ruth's Chris, and all will be fine.
Get her some cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster.
Those
cheddar
are amazing.
Biscuits? Oh, snap!
The cheddar biscuits. I love that episode. I'm sorry. But anyway.
So that's what I got. So I guess I'm going to have to give you guys the business at this point. Got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, at some point in time during the week, because we still haven't been told yet to where our show has been moved, to make room for some new shows and great entertainment. So if you happen to find out where we lie before we find out, why don't you go ahead and just drop me a line and let me know.
It was sad. I was there on Monday, and I was standing next to DPL because that's when we show up, and then it wasn't us. And I was so sad, and I didn't know what to do, and I cried.
Just eject the internet when that happens. If you don't know where you are and you're not sure what's going on, just eject the internet, count to three, reboot, you should be fine.
was horrible.
But if you figure it out, drop us an email, questions@esh.mobi, and be like, hey, I found you guys over here. Because you didn't get the heads up.
I hope they didn't put us in, like, the back with, like, the smelly guy.
Dude, if they put us next to the kitchen, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Hey, at least we're closer to the food.
Nobody backs baby into a corner.
Yeah. I don't even know how that plugs into everything that we mean.
It doesn't really. But while you're checking out our show, whenever the heck it plays, you can also check out some other really entertaining stuff, like Dead Pixel Live, the show that Loserly's on.
No, you can skip that one. It's horrible.
I have to say, now we've had all three hosts from the show on Ash, I feel accomplished.
Yay! We got an achievement.
Do you get an achievement for that?
I hope. That'd be really cool.
We got a +50 achievement for that. Woohoo!
Yes! So besides Dead Pixel Live, you can check out other shows like Evil Avatar.
There's also OLR.
And there is Video Game Outsiders that just went live.
Fantastic Forums back together.
And don't forget Bobby Blackwolf's show. And even though they're no longer a part of the network, you can still check out Friday Night Gaming.
So there's all kinds of great stuff happening at All Games. So while you're listening to our stuff, make sure that you're checking out the other stuff as well. And if you do, let them know that we sent you there, because we like getting credit.
And then send them to us.
Or when you go to other places, send the people that are there to us and DPL. Because we want to be a mutual admiration society. Because then we can all start drinking the Kool-Aid together. And that, my friends...
Not the Jesus juice, but the Kool-Aid.
Well, I mean, for those of you who are of age for the Jesus juice, I mean, I guess we could go there.
I don't know.
I don't have a problem. Well, yeah. We'll talk about the Jesus juice.
All right, cool.
We'll put that in the VIP area. How about that? That'll be invitation only. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like that. So I guess I'm going to have to call the podcast host.
I think it's done.
Yeah. So, Lujali, since you're our guest, what are you going to do with your toast?
Oh, I get a toast?
Yes.
You get
a ceremonial toast that you can do with whatever you want.
You can. Can I just gulp? You can put stuff on it.
Can I just gulp it down greedily?
Yes.
You could do that.
Are you that hungry?
I mean, no. You could attempt to tear into it that way then.
No, this is really fun. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Stop by any time.
Like every time.
I will.
Like, yeah, that'll be fine with that.
Ninja, what about your toast?
I am going to take my toast this week, and I think I'm going to... Let me see. What could I do with it? I know. I'm going to make some fettuccine alfredo. And I'm going to do garlic bread. So I'm going to do some, like, herbal stuff to the toast. Uh-huh. And serve it as a meal. It'll be very heavy and good. And even though I am not Italian, it'll be scrumdiddlyumptious.
Awesome.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to make a music video with it. And the song's going to be, Do You Love My Toast?
Can you put that on YouTube? Because I'd really
I'm
like going to
put that on MySpace, YouTube, and Facebook.
Awesome. So,
and I'm going to dance with toast and toasters and everything. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
Hey, at least I didn't. I was about to say, I'm going to eat my toast like they do in that anime, but I didn't go there.
You.
Yeah, I didn't go there.
And I'm so proud of you for that.
You should tape wings to the toasters.
Oh, man. I remember that screensaver.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's something I have not seen enough of in the last few years.
That's old school right there. Sniffle, sniffle. All right, so with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
I'm Loserly.
And we are out of here, folks. Have a good one.
Bye.
Laters.